This episode of the DubDub Review is sponsored by the Theme Park Brothers. Are you looking for YouTube videos that feature some of the great holiday decorations at the Walt Disney World Resort? Check out their recent footage of the Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios. Are you looking for resort walkthroughs? Well, check out their recent footage of the Saratoga Springs, including a boat ride to Disney Springs. Are you looking for some YouTube videos that feature a Disney Cruise Line? Well, check out their full walkthrough as well as their 7-day adventure on the Disney Fantasy Cruise Line. Again, that's the Theme Park Brothers on YouTube.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the DubDub Review Podcast. I am your host for this evening, Pete Ponacorvo, and joining me as always, Mr. Chris Malik. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing really well, Peter. Thank you.
Good. And officially now is co-host of the show, Stacy Nyman. Congratulations and welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be joining you guys every week.
Or as I would have said to some of my friends on the ambulance occasionally, my congratulances. You know what you've gotten yourself into and you still took it. You're as crazy as us. You'll fit in well.
There you go.
So Pete, hang on. You said congratulations. And Stacy, when we talked about this, this has been going on for a while. Pete, what was the example I gave you of what Stacy really acquired here?
A dumpster fire? I don't...
Close. I said
hot garbage. I don't remember.
It was like Aztec gold. It was like cursed gold.
Oh yeah.
Right. Curse
of the Black Pearl. Yeah.
So let's set the story. So Stacy's going to be joining us, and she is officially the third member of the DubDub Review Podcast. So, Pete, we had a very difficult task, right? We had to compete in the 50-yard dash, right? The punt, pass, and kick competition, and then the swimming test, right? That was the official.
I'm just glad I injured myself before we got to the swimsuit competition, because you do not want to see me in a Speedo.
Awesome.
I'm just throwing that out. Chris, you know, you can pull it off. I don't. Or at least you claim to be able to pull it off. I've never seen it, but it's not something that anybody wanted to see in my case.
Okay, we'll go with you on that one. So, Stacy, so let me ask you a couple questions here. All right, we're gonna give you a quick interview. So, sure. I've known you for a couple years. My wife has known you since you guys were back in high school. So for a long time, and you know, we started talking a couple months ago about coming on here on a regular and then full time basis. What was your thought when we asked you?
I was really surprised and really excited because I loved doing podcasts. You were the first podcast that I was on, and I just remember being so nervous and then afterwards thinking I never, ever wanted to do it again. And then I was like, well, that wasn't so bad. I guess I would do it again. And then, you know, the more and more that I had completed, I really began to love it. Because, I mean, it's my passion. I love talking about Disney, and to get to do it every week with friends is just the perfect storm. So I was just really honored, really excited, and just so happy to be a part of it.
Excellent. Pete, let's blitz her right now so people get an idea of her favorites. All right, so you got one word. All right, favorite park.
Oh, goodness. Epcot.
Bad girl.
Favorite attraction.
That's why she's on the show, folks.
Favorite attraction.
Flight of Passage.
Favorite resort.
That's a hard one. I'm going to go with Polynesian.
Bad at a girl. We're neighbors for a reason, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Right, Pete? Favorite food. Disney food.
The Ooey Gooey Toffee Cake from Liberty Tree Tavern.
Okay.
Favorite Disney snack.
Not the Dole Whip. I do like the Dole Whip, though. I'm going to go with... Oh, that's really hard. I guess a Mickey Pretzel.
You don't sound that confident there.
Kind of the go-to, I guess. Well,
okay. I got two more. You ready?
Yep, ready.
Here we go. Favorite music background loop?
I really like Space Mountain.
Okay. Chris's auto resale lock. Yes or
let
no?
It go, man.
Really? Hey, you're not being asked.
I'm so sorry. Absolutely, absolutely not. But that was a really
Thank
funny.
You.
This is the shortest host tenure I've ever seen.
I can remember where I was driving in the car when I was listening to that. I can clearly remember because it was just such a funny episode. So I'm gonna have to go with no though.
All right, folks, we're posting for a new host starting next week. Just so you know. All right, very good. So, Pete, where were we at? I completely sidetracked the whole show. What were we doing now?
Well, are we going to finally let that horse die?
No.
Please?
No, never.
Oh, gosh.
Never.
Well, as we record, we are less than 3 weeks from the holidays, the big Christmas holiday. And I was thinking maybe a bucket list show. Things that we want to do at Disney that... Hey, if somebody wants to gift us these ideas and send us to these things or, you know, get us these items, that might be kind of nice for Christmas.
Okay, so a super Christmas list, because Christmas and bucket don't always work well together, right?
No, that's true.
So a super Christmas list, right?
The ultimate Christmas list.
Okay, I like it. So... Should we let the newest
Ladies
member?
First.
Ladies first.
All right. So I have quite a list here, but I'm going to pick, I have some big items. I have some really small things that can easily be accomplished, but I'm going to go right in the middle. It's been our family's ultimate dream to stay at Disney the week between Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party and Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. To be able to attend both events. Both on one trip. So that sweet spot right in between those two parties would be probably our number one thing that we really want to do. But that can't happen until we don't have any kids in the house, which is going to be a very long time since I have a 3-year-old.
But well, no, you just have to be willing to take the kids out of school. That's all.
And it might be easier when it's just... Britta in the house. Taking four kids out of school is just a little bit crazy, but maybe when she's the only one kind of left in the house. But
and you gotta pay for two private events back to back, right?
So we'll have to become independently wealthy as well.
Okay, you know, that never even occurred to me, but it makes sense because you could like do like one on November the 1st and the other on November the 2nd. So
yes,
beautiful. Peter.
Actually, I think there's a couple of days in between, dude.
Is it? Do they do it? Because I know the decorations go up the very next day. So I didn't know.
I believe there was like a 3 or 4 day lap, like lull in between the last holiday or the last Halloween party and the first Christmas party.
Oh. Yeah, we were talking to a cast member about it last trip, and she said that it's really people just do this every year. They pick that week in between, and they can hit both of them.
Okay. See, you guys taught me something. I was just basing it upon when the decorations go up, because I know people made a big deal out of being at Hollywood Studios till like midnight, and then the next day at 10 o'clock in the morning, Echo Lake was all decorated for Christmas, so it just happened. Mm-hmm. So, okay, you taught me something. Pete, what do you got? Give me something good.
You know, I'm going to start off small. I want a Dole Whip machine for my house.
Just for your house, right?
Yeah.
So when you walk by, you could just grab...
You know, it's just sitting on the counter, always ready to go.
I don't even know how to top that, Pete. Do you have a coffee cup there? Do you have a bowl? Do you have disposable ones, or did you acquire a stock of Disney
plastic? A dear friend of mine got me a shrunken zombie head from Trader Sam's when he was out at Disneyland.
Okay.
So I could use that. I picked up the hitchhiking ghost tiki mug from the Trader Sam's in Orlando on my last trip. I've got a couple of mugs. I think I've even got like a 64-ounce like something or other I could use.
That's called a milk jug, Pete.
No, that's a gallon.
Oh.
This is like a quart.
Okay.
Or a half gallon.
You didn't say there was math.
I think it's, yeah.
You didn't say there was math.
I was told there'd be no math. Why are you doing this? Come on now.
And it was Canadian. All right. Here's what I want to do, at least my first one, buddy. I want to spend a weekend with my wife in Marceline, Missouri. And the only reason I want to just be us is I don't know if the kids would be really all that willing to go there without attractions, but I want to spend it in Walt's childhood hometown. And I know they have a bed and breakfast, and they have a museum there, and they have a track for the Autopia. And I at least for a while, I thought they were bringing a version of the Autopia to Marceline, but I know they got a bunch of things with Walt's name on it and a bunch of things that like he impacted in that town. So it's kind of awkward to get to. If you've ever been to St. Louis, you go down through the middle of the state and then you shoot north on these side roads for a couple hours, but I thought it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, that's great. That's one of our things that we want to do too.
I don't know about making an entire weekend of it. I think it might be kind of tough.
Well,
a day trip. I could definitely see doing a day trip for it, though.
Well,
go to St. Louis for a couple of days and make a quick day trip out to Marceline.
Okay. Well,
being that you're a Cardinals fan, I know you wouldn't mind going to St. Louis for a weekend.
No, I've been there. I go there seemingly once or twice a year, just for that express purpose. All right, Stace, what do you got?
All right, the next one. I'd really like to go on a Disney cruise with the family. We went on our honeymoon when the cruise line was brand new. Obviously, that was just Scott and I, and it was fun as an adult couple, but we, even back then, before we even were thinking about having kids, we were thinking about how awesome it would be to have kids with us on the cruise. So that is definitely in our future. I don't know how far in our future it is, but we will one day do a Disney cruise as a family.
Peter, is Disney cruise on your list?
No.
Okay.
It's not.
So let me then ask you both a question, because it's on my list too, Stacy. So is it the time, or is it just the crazy costs that are holding you back?
It is extremely expensive for a family of six, because I think that you either have to get one of those really expensive suites or you have to do two rooms. Mm-hmm. And when we priced it out this past summer, it was over $13,000, and it's just that's not happening anytime
Yikes.
Soon.
Yeah.
So but we looked, you know, possibly Royal Caribbean would be maybe a good kind of in between, you know, a good compromise there too. So I've heard really great things about Royal Caribbean, but this is a Disney podcast, so I'd love to take a Disney cruise with the family.
There you go.
I'm gonna throw this out there. You realize that's a 100-point contract resale plus some extra money left over?
No kidding. I know. And that's why it's just not worth it at this point. But, you know, this is a bucket list show. So if anybody wants to cover that I'll gladly.
You're willing.
I'm definitely willing.
Yeah. So Stacy, you're right. So we looked at the cruise. My wife's a teacher. We looked at it at Christmas time, and we looked at it at summertime. Both are peak season, right? And we have five, so we can stay all in the same room. But you're right, the Christmas cruise for like that 7 days was over $13,000. And I thought to myself, you know, I can probably do that with some saving, but golly geez, $13,000, that seems, and that doesn't even cover airfare, you know, getting down there. That doesn't cover any of the transfers. So, you're right. I know there's a reason why it's number one in all the cruise industry, but those two select moments in time that I can go, it is peak season for a good reason. Everyone is off. But yeah, it's those costs. I agree. It definitely is a bucket list because, you know, I have three kids. You have four. we might have to kick the bucket for our family to go on that cruise, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Peter, what do you got?
This one is something that is possible, but is going to take me some time. I want to stay at all the DVC resorts.
Okay.
And when I say all, I mean all of the DVC resorts. So that's Aulani and Disneyland and Hilton Head and Vero and everything else.
Nice. Why? What's the thought behind the Grand Tour? Why do you want to do that?
Well, I'd like to just see all of them for one, and I'd like to see if I made the right choice in picking the Polynesian as my home.
Oh, comparison.
Yeah.
Comparison's sake. Okay. Well, Pete, I'm going to play right off of yours, because one of mine is I want to use my Southwest points, which I've got a bunch, because Southwest now flies over water to Hawaii, or they will very shortly. And I want to stay at Aulani. And as a matter of fact, we're trying to mobilize that trip in the next year or two. Our 20th wedding anniversary is coming up in the next couple of years. So we're trying to earmark that as our trip for our 20th wedding anniversary.
Nice.
Yeah. So it helps that Southwest can get us there. You know, hopefully the bags,
yeah, absolutely,
the bags still fly free, you know, at that point. So, but, you know, I think we have to stay for more than a week, though. You know, for us to go and spend that money on airfare, we want to make sure we get our money out of it and our value out of it. And I think that only comes with the ability to relax and unpack. You know, and okay, so here's a question. When you guys get to vacation, do you take stuff out of your bag and put it in the dresser, or does it stay in your bag?
No, I unpack.
So you nest, right?
Well, I don't know if I go that far. I don't like, you know, put all my toiletries in a drawer and stuff. They just stay in my dob kit, but
socks, you
know, for the most part. I mean, my clothes get put away.
Okay, Stacey, you live out of bag, or do you use the cabinets?
So we live out of bags, but I do take out all the toiletries. So I do the opposite of Pete. So I unpack all that kind of stuff, but clothes and everything stays in the bags. And actually we line our, the drawers with towels, and we use the drawers to put our dirty clothes in, but we do line them with towels. So it's not gross for the next person, 'cause that actually does kind of gross me out a little bit, but, that gets all that stuff out of off the floors and, you know, out of the suitcases, and, everything else just kind of stays in our suitcases, though.
Okay. So I do the exact opposite of you, then, and I kind of do a hybrid where I pull all my... First off, I just started doing this. We used to live out of a bag, and by the fifth or sixth day, I started to look like a homeless man, as everything is covered in wrinkles. So I had to figure something out. So I actually now, at this point, take our clothes, put it in the cabinets, and then when it's dirty, we put it right into the suitcase, ready to go, so we don't got to deal with stinky clothes again until the end of the... You know,
that's what I do.
Until we get home. So, but
see, I think my problem is we do so many split stays. We're never staying any place long enough to be able to unpack anything at all. So
yeah.
We're always getting ready to go someplace else.
Would you be paranoid about leaving something then too?
Not really. Scott is very careful. I mean, he must check that room 6 times before we leave. So I kind of depend on him to do that kind of stuff, but, yeah, it's just not ever worth it for us to really settle in any place.
Okay. All right, let's start wowing them, Stacey. So really pull out some of the heavy hammers here.
Okay, so it is in our near future, hopefully, that we're going to do our first Disneyland trip. We're planning 2019, so it'll probably be summer of 2019 to head out there. We don't fly. My husband does not enjoy the flying, so we're going to drive from Chicago. But we've already started talking about how we're going to take probably at least a 2-week trip, and really take our time going out there, hitting some, you know, landmarks and tourist attractions and things heading to California, and then probably spend a good 5 days at Disneyland and really kind of take our time with it and enjoy it and really take it all in, because obviously taking a 2-week trip out to California, that's probably going to not happen very often. So,
So the Nymans are going to go see the world's biggest ball of twine.
Right?
That's what I actually said. I was like, I think we're going to go find that big yarn ball or something.
This is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy. Yeah. Great. Okay. Excellent. So Scott actually stopped me the other day, and he was talking to me about what my thoughts were on Disneyland, if it was worth it. And so I tried to give him whatever advice I could on there. But I could see the wheels turning, too. And he said he was earmarking it for a year or two from now.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. You ought to deserve an award if you can pull that off with four kids in the car.
They do so well. I mean, they drive me nuts every single day of my life, but in the car, for the most part, they are such troopers. So I can't complain. I mean, we drive far distances everywhere. So my parents live 6 hours away, and we go up there pretty often. And so they, you know, they're just kind of used to it. They get in their own little grooves, and Britta is the one that's kind of the wild card at this point.
Mm-hmm. Peter, is that on your list by any chance?
Disneyland is absolutely on my list.
Yes. All right, so you're up, buddy.
You know, this should come as a shock to nobody that ever listens to this podcast. I want to eat at every table service restaurant in Disney World.
Okay. Tell me more. Over how long? What's your time period? Because they change so frequently.
I don't care. I just want to eat at every single table service restaurant in Disney World.
Okay.
I've got a good amount of them actually done already, believe it or not.
Oh, I believe it.
I believe it, too.
I've been with you for a long time. I believe it. Okay. Excellent. You do. I think that's like that's your in. You know, people were looking for, you know what's their spouse's in for Disney. And I would say that it's probably at least, if you had to break it percentages down, that's got to be at least 30% or 40% of, like, your in for Disney is the food. At least in my mind. Is that accurate?
Yeah, maybe.
I can't think of many people that eat as well as you do. You really make a point to go in and eat at the nicest places.
Well, I don't always get the opportunity to eat at the nicest places here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm on vacation, I try to take advantage of that, and I do the best I can. Like, the Walnut Room, it's now Macy's, but used to be Marshall Field's downtown.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ever eaten there?
No, I've never.
I've never.
Ever been there?
I've been
see
there.
The Christmas tree and stuff?
Yeah.
Never set there, foot though. In the place. The 95th over at the Hancock building, or Hancock Tower. Never eaten there.
Okay, I've eaten there.
These are like icons of Chicago.
Yeah.
I've never set foot in the place.
That's hard to believe. The next and second podcast meetup, the 95th. What do you think, Pete? Go big time?
Hey.
Might just be me and you.
Bust out the WDW credit card and let's do it, dude.
Right?
If you guys are paying, I'm in.
All right. Okay, so I'm gonna wow you with something, and this is a true bucket list thing here. In the next year, two or three, I'm plotting a vacation for my family. My wife knows this. And really, it was kind of inspired by my family situation this summer, that my mom and my dad had a lot of grand plans that were never really brought to fruition. My dad got sick, and my dad passed away just earlier this year. So, you know, after going through that and seeing that, I realized, you know what, in my mind's eye, I have all these nice vacations, and I've accomplished quite a bit so far. But I want to be able to experience things with my kids that, like, we watch on TV. So I'm plotting a vacation for them that I'm going to take them to Paris. It's kind of like the McAllisters, right, in Home Alone, where they fly to, right? So, but my wife and I have been to Paris before, and we flew in and stayed at a hotel in Paris, took the TGV, I think it's called, out to Disneyland Paris. We really don't want to stay on the Disneyland property out there. We'd like to stay in Paris. But, you know, that almost sounds as daunting as the Disney Cruise Line, but it's just different. And after being there, it's not nearly as intimidating as you think it would be after going the first time. But, you know, it was kind of inspired from saying, I can always say, it's in the future. I can always say later on, and I'll save up for it. But, you know, I realize my kids are in seventh grade. My son's almost as tall as I am at this point, that there's going to come a time where they may not want to do that. They may be teenagers with their own agenda. I want to take advantage of the time that I have with them right now. So that's become a priority. I think if any of these on my list are a priority, that one's become a priority in my life, is to be able to take them and enjoy a really nice experience with them like that.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, I actually priced out Disneyland Paris not too terribly long ago, and it was honestly a lot more affordable than I thought it was going to be.
Well, the airfare, if you pay attention, like, the airfare isn't staggering. It's expensive. It's more expensive to go to Hawaii. I'm not sure why that is. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's just less request for the Hawaii flight. Like, there's a lot of business that goes into France, and then they branch out to other European countries from there.
Maybe.
So I think they have more flights going to Europe.
I just need to figure out which kid I'm going to leave home to defend the house. What do you think?
Definitely
gotta,
Beatrice.
Gotta ice the back stairs.
See, no, I was thinking Lucille would be the one to do that. So,
yeah. All right, Stacey, what do you got?
I'm going to go along with Pete here and choose a food-related bucket list item. I would love to eat at Victoria and Albert's. I am not a fancy eater. I mean, the fanciest we get is Olive Garden for the most part, so you could see how fancy I am there. But I've just heard such awesome reviews of it, and how, you know, even if you're a picky eater or not adventurous, I should say, it's just still an amazing experience, and I would just love to kind of be pampered for the evening and go someplace ultra fancy and just kind of pretend that I don't have, you know, yogurt smeared across my shirt, or, you know,
chicken fingers.
Have a chance to, yeah, exactly. So that I think that we would eventually end up doing that one day. Well, we would just have to kind of put away money for it specifically for that, because, you know, having a large family, you tend to just, anything you get goes straight to the kids. So it would have to be very intentional for us to kind of start saving away some money to actually go and do that. But it's always been something. Scott's not so much on board with it as I am, but I think I can get him there.
Hey, are you talking about the chef's table, though? The one where the chef comes to your table and caters the menu specifically towards your tastes?
Nah, I mean, if somebody threw that in, I would do it, but I just going and having just regular plain old dinner there would be just fine for me.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to blow everybody's mind real quick. I have no desire to eat there.
Well, I know that, Pete. You would rather eat poutine over Victoria and Albert's, but we're going to leave that one alone.
Here's the main reason. On vacation, I don't want to dress up. I don't want to have to put on a jacket and pants and all that stuff.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay,
I'm not a tie type person. I hate wearing, like, dress clothes. Put me in jeans and a t-shirt or a sweatshirt, shorts and a t-shirt, I'm a happy guy. You make me get all dressed up, I'm very uncomfortable.
Okay, that crystallizes.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that crystallizes that thought then. See, I was just busting on you for your.
Yeah, I know you were.
Okay, but that makes sense to me then. If you have to pack a wardrobe
on vacation,
right?
Like, who wants to bring a jacket to Florida, for one, when you live in Chicago and most of your suits are heavyweight wool and you're gonna sweat your brains out?
Makes sense. See, I learned something about you today. It makes perfect sense to me now. Okay. Give me something good, buddy. What else you got?
I've got three tours.
Okay.
Not a three-hour tour.
Excellent.
Three tours that I really, really want to check out. I want to do Main Street to Marceline. I want to do Keys to the Kingdom. And I want to do Destinations World Showcase Tour.
Okay. Do you know the going costs for each of these?
None of them, I believe, are over $200.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, but like the Destinations one, I think is like $125, somewhere in there. I think So Keys is the most expensive at like $179 or something like that.
Okay. So these are all things you're going to do, though, in the next few years.
Yeah. Those three I will do eventually, probably within my next, I'd say, 4 or 5 trips.
Which one is the one you're earmarking as the first one to do?
Destinations.
Interesting. I thought you'd be all over the World Showcase one.
That is the World Showcase.
Oh, one. I'm sorry. Use it. You refer to it as Destinations. I apologize.
Yeah, Destinations World Showcase Tour.
Okay.
It's actually Desti-Nations is how they do it on.
Oh.
Get it?
It is.
Destinations.
It's incredibly punny.
Oh,
I like it. Incredibly
funny.
Punny.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. See, you have the visual. I had the audio. I couldn't quite get it for the audio. Terrible. It's terrible. All right.
Yeah.
Can I throw two in the same one? Can I throw actually potentially three in the same one?
If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
All right. So this is going to surprise you both. I want to relinquish and sell my entire Disney Vacation Club membership.
Huh?
What?
Yes, I do. So what? I own 290 points.
Okay.
So I want to sell my entire membership. And part of the reason I want to sell that membership is because I need that money. I need that deposit. Because that deposit will allow me to purchase that.
Okay.
That
Golden Oak? Yeah.
No.
Keep dreaming, buddy.
No, that's... I would need a lot of people to kick the bucket for me to get that one. I want to use that money as my deposit to purchase my vacation condo. Or my home down in the area of Walt Disney World. And I'm going to use that place as a retirement option, weekend option, or rental option. But I can use it as a retirement option after I've obtained myself the job of my dreams at Walt Disney World. But it's that Disney Vacation Club membership that enables me to do that. Because that's a large chunk of cash right there. That's my deposit. See what I did there? I did like 3 or 4 of them right there on you. And so here's what I've learned. When selling them, you can't sell part of your contract. You can't
sell the whole contract.
Yeah, that's right. So I can't tell them, you know, I can't tell Scott and B, Scott, I want to sell everything but 25 points. I'm going to have to buy a 25-point contract in order to maintain my perks, which I could do. But
keep in mind, you got to buy that 25 points direct.
Direct, correct. But I just can't sell everything but 25, but I want to relinquish that membership in order for me to facilitate the next stage.
I have a hard time getting behind that one.
Well, you know, there's going to come a time where...
That's not on my list, so that's fine.
And just think, Pete. You could come and stay in the mail at condominium, right? Stacy?
That does sound pretty sweet.
Wait. It's just you, Scott, and Britta. You're welcome to stay.
Okay. So, like, what theme is your pool going to have?
Let's see.
You know, there's Storm Along Bay, and there's the volcano pool.
Yeah, I'm thinking square.
Yeah.
Maybe a little rounded at the edge, Pete. That'll be the theme.
Welcome to the kidney pool.
Pretty much. All right, so I threw two at you. Stacey, what do you got?
A plant in the corner.
A nice one.
So I'm also going to cheat, because you did. And I'm kind of going off what Pete said again with his tours. I also have all the tours on my list here, but I didn't list all of them because I honestly didn't research how many tours there were. I just put all the tours. But I'm also going to... Yeah.
There are more than you think.
There are a lot, but I would like to do them all. So it's my bucket list. I can put that on there. But I'm also going to throw in VIP tour guide and lunch with an Imagineer as those, the whole group there, because they all kind of have the same theme of somebody leading you around and telling you really cool information. So maybe I might not get to all of these things in my life, but But it's on there, and I'd like to learn all I can. That's my job at the museum, for the most part, that I work in, is to lead tours and to bring school children around and to teach them history. So I love that kind of stuff. So, and actually, that would be, like, my dream job at Disney would be to lead tours there, which I heard is a really difficult job to get. But, yeah, so all the tours and all the tour guide-related things.
Well, hey, Stacy, you can do that now. Now you can say, hey, I was a podcast host. I know all there is to know about leading tours. So,
oh, yes.
That should help you immediately, right? They should just walk you right in, right?
Resume builder right there.
They'll say for who? Who's that? What? I'm so sorry. Okay. Pete, what's the name for those tour guides?
Oh, the plaids?
The plaids. Okay, so
yeah,
you
want... pricey.
They're pricey is right.
They are pricey.
Okay. Pete, give us a good one. Beat that.
Man, you know, I would actually like to be able to stay at Disney World for 4 weeks. Like a full month.
A double fortnight.
Just take my time and do everything I ever wanted to do at my own pace.
So, like, eat at every restaurant at that four-week period?
I don't know if I'd be able to pull that one off. That's a lot of money.
And you need two sets of wardrobes, right?
I'm still not doing that. That might be the one thing that holds me back from ever completing that goal.
What would that be?
Having to bring a jacket down there and go to Victoria and Albert's.
Yeah, exactly. See, you're thinking of the jacket. I was thinking of you need skinny clothes and fat guy clothes. Because by the time you leave there... But then again, you did tell me you lost weight last time, right?
Yeah, no, you're walking enough. You're going to burn it off.
Okay. Hey, Pete, what if I said one of my lists was I want to have the Dubs represented at the D23 Expo? What do you think about that?
I think that there's places you can go to get help, and you should seek those places out.
Come on, at least one person's got to represent it. We got to put that.
You're delusional, my friend.
Well, at least in the crowd, Pete. At least in the crowd.
Oh, in the crowd, we can do.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, the crowd, we can do. We're not going to be invited to the expo, okay?
Well, you never know. They might take pity on us or something. You never know. All right. Stacy, what do you got? Pete,
okay,
shoot me down left and right.
My next one is a more doable bucket list item than my last one. And I want to run in a Run Disney race. And I think that we might be doing this next January. So January 2019, we might go down and do either the 5K or the 10K. And just do a long weekend trip for that. So a little bit easier bucket list item.
You have been a running fool recently. The whole family, you've got them all running, haven't you?
Most of them. Sophie, Scott, and I. And then we're doing another race next weekend. And Griffin will be also joining us for that. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Pete, chances of you completing a Run Disney race? What if a bear's chasing
you? We've already found out. They won't let me do it in a golf cart. I'm done.
Okay. Zero. Zero. So.
Zero.
All right. So what's holding you back right now? Is it the cost, or is it just the fact that you want to wait until everyone's a little more at the stage where they can enjoy it?
Well, since we drive, it's hard for us just to go down for a couple of days. So when we go, we usually go for 2 weeks. With the Run Disney, we would not be doing that since the kids would be having to go back to school. So we wouldn't want to take them out for longer than just a couple of days. So we have just been kind of waiting for the right time. And one of Scott's cousins recently asked if we would run with her, and we couldn't say no because we love her so much and we want to actually do this. So we decided to just kind of let's just bite the bullet and do it next year.
Excellent. Peter, how many do you have left, buddy?
I'm actually out. I'm making them up as I go along now.
That's our show. I mean, that's our show in a nutshell, right?
Yeah, well, that's how I usually roll.
All right.
The fact that I had any written down is kind of an odd thing.
Did you do prep today, Pete? Yes, I did. What's on that page? Nothing. Very good. We're good. Excellent. Stacy,
I wrote the date and the time I was supposed to be on the air.
That boy. Stacy, what do you got? How many more do you have left?
I have a lot left, but they're kind of getting to be like very little things. So,
I've got two good ones, and of course by good ones I mean terrible. So I've got two good ones. Can we go through two more? Do you got two more?
Yeah.
All right. Pete, it's your turn then.
All right. I actually want to take a surf lesson at the water park.
Oh, that's a good one. Good one. I would like to pay to see you take a surf lesson at the water park.
I bet you would.
Tell me why.
I've never done it.
Okay.
I've never been surfing. I've never been to a beach where you could surf, like, legitimately.
Have you seen that wave at Typhoon Lagoon? Have you looked at that pool?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It is. It's amazing. It's so awesome.
Is this you or is this you and Missy? Because I know you like the water.
It's probably just me.
Just you. Okay. That, you know what? I don't know why that didn't appear on my list either. That's a really good one. I'd like to try that as well. Pete, you know, in a short time, I'm going to be at least, I'm not going to say a published author, but I'm going to be a contributor to a book. So I've been formulating thoughts and ideas, and one of my bucket list goals is to write a Disney-themed book. So I was inspired by helping someone write a book, or at least parts of it. So I'd like to complete a whole one by myself. Ever give any thought to that, Pete?
Not at all.
Stacy?
I like writing. I mean, I could write articles and stuff. I don't know if I would have enough patience to write a book. So I give you kudos for that one.
Well, mine's terrible ideas at Disney, so I mean, it's gonna be easy. It's gonna be easy.
Things you should never
do. Super easy.
Super easy. I've got like the first three versions out already. No one knows it yet. So, all right, last one. Make it really good.
All right, I want to do a fireworks dessert party. Any of the fireworks dessert party, probably more Magic Kingdom, I guess, if I had to choose one. They're just really expensive, which is why I haven't done it now. I think if it was just Scott and I on an adults-only trip, it would be a little bit easier. But when you start counting up six people at, what are they, you know, $80 maybe a piece?
Yeah.
That's just, you know, that's a lot of money. So we haven't done it yet, but maybe someday.
And part of the pet peeve is if you'd go, like me, I'd be like, hey, you better eat a lot of dessert, kid. And then I'd be looking at my kids and say, wait, you should eat all that dessert. So I play both sides of the fence. I know. Peter, you ever done a dessert party?
No. No dessert parties.
It's not on your list, but was it something you like to do?
You know, I'm really not like into sweets, believe it or not. So
pass.
I mean, it's something if I were invited to go, I would attend, but it's not something I would really go out of my way to try to do.
Okay. What's your last one, buddy?
Last one is another one that's going to take me probably the rest of my days. But I want to see every Disney park.
Okay. It will take you the rest of your days, right?
Yeah.
Just the travel alone, right? Just the expense.
Yeah.
Okay. Good for you. That should be on all of our lists. If you're ever listening to this show, that should be on your list, is to visit every Disney park. But you verbalize it first. All right. So I want to bring this to a close with this. And now I'm not saying that this is going to happen, because this is illegal. It's not even something to be considered. But
I think I know where you're going, and it is illegal, and I'm not doing it.
Hang on. You're my right-hand man. You might have to be the
person. This will not only get you kicked out of the park.
I'm gone.
It'll get you arrested. Yeah, but I'm the one that's going to get kicked out and arrested, not you.
Okay, so if my family doesn't do it, I'm going to need someone to help me with this. Stacy, can I count on you if Pete doesn't do it?
It depends on what it is, and if this is why you brought me on the show, now it's all becoming clear.
Clear as could be. Well, no, this is illegal. I wouldn't be doing this, but let's just say I didn't end up in the ground. I ended up in a can. And let's just say I didn't want to end up in a park, but I wanted to end up on property, and I wanted to be there permanently, at least part of me. Who could I get? I mean, who would do this for me? I'm going to need someone to raise their hand. Right? What if my family's like, no, we want to go to the park? What if Pete's like that? Who's gonna step up? Stacy, you willing?
I don't know. I don't know about this one. This is feeling a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, this is creepy, man.
It's not the whole thing. Maybe just like a Ziploc baggie or something, right? Just toss it into the lake as you walk by. Right?
That's Pete? Even worse. That's you're not making it less creepy. Just put some of me in a Ziploc bag.
You're carrying me around in a Ziploc bag.
Dump me in something on the way past.
Well, I'm not in an ashtray, at least, right? All right.
Well, that you might be able to get away with that.
Pete, I'm counting on you. All right, I'll have to find someone else. Lisa, Tamara, someone help me out here. All right. That was truly the only kick the bucket on the kick the bucket list, right?
And with that, I think we're going to call it a show, folks. Before anybody gets arrested or banned.
I didn't use any words. All right.
We all know what you meant.
Okay.
We're just so lucky nobody from Disney actually listens to us.
Yeah, no doubt. We're safe there. Don't worry.
Anyway. Okay, folks. I think that's going to do it for this week. If we've taken up enough of your time. If you wanted to reach us, the best way to reach any of the three of us now is going to be over at the WDW Review page on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We're on Twitter. I think there's a Periscope account with our name on it, but I don't know if it's ever been used. If you want to find me or get a hold of me for some reason, maybe you're going to volunteer and you want to let me know that I'm not going to have to dispose of Chris, you can reach me at Magic Mouse Medic on Twitter and Instagram. You can just search for my name, Peter Pontecorvo, on Facebook. If you wanted to get a hold of Chris
and help me dispose of me, okay.
Chris is at Disney Chicago,
yes,
on Twitter,
yes.
And just Chris Malik on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to get a hold of Stacy, I apologize, I don't know yours by heart yet.
Well, that's okay, because I don't know mine either, and it's going to be a goal of mine by the next show to find out what my Twitter and Instagram names are. But Facebook is the best way, considering I don't really go on the other two as often. But you can just search Stacy Nyman on Facebook.
Stacy, if you did know that stuff, honestly, you know what? You wouldn't fit in. It's only because you don't know that stuff that makes you fit in right here, you know?
There you go. Perfect.
So, all right. Peter?
All right. Well, hey, if you want to talk to Stacy Nyman on Twitter, it's at Stacy Nyman. Figure.
That's wow. I was thinking that night.
As original, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
She's the new idea person on the show, so that's
what we have. But if anybody remembers my password to help me get into there, that would be helpful.
Oh, well, you know, I found your account. I can't do it all for you, okay?
All right.
So for Chris and for Stacy and for myself, I want to thank you, everybody, for joining us this week. And see you, everybody.
Have a good night.
Bye, everybody.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too.